This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Joe Esposito is with us. His website, Stop Smart Meters in Oklahoma.org. Stop Smart Meters in Oklahoma.org. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, good morning, class. How are you? How you been?
Really well. I've got to ask you, Joe. You've had your electricity turned off for 66 days.
Correct.
What happened?
My wife went crazy. My daughter went crazy. I went crazy. Because, you know, we're kind of hooked on the electricity these days. But
we are.
Remember the Boy Scouts motto, be prepared, right?
Yes.
I was a Boy Scout, so I knew how to do all that stuff. We got a generator. We ran a generator for, I don't know, those weeks or months, 5 gallons of gas a day to keep them running. We kept the freezers up, and we turn them off. We try to be, you know, appreciative of the neighbors, you know, and so at 10 o'clock we shut the generators off, and that went on for quite a long time. And then our neighbor to the north got a little upset, so we had to cut the generator off, so we lost everything in the refrigerators and freezer. And we went to a smaller generator, so we ran one little hot plate and one light bulb. So, and, you know, we have chickens. We had 30 chickens back then. And so we just went to bed with the chickens. It wasn't that bad. It was during the spring and, you know, early months, so it wasn't cold. So we were able to survive, yeah.
You know, Joe, as I was listening to you, I have to tell you that if my neighbors had complained, I'll tell you what, I would give them the, in my case, the CEO's name is Mark Rocker of Laclede Electric Cooperative. I would say, well, here's his number. Give him a call, and if we can get this resolved, then you won't have to bear the noise.
Okay? Right. But remember now, we live on 2.5 acres. It wasn't like 10 feet apart, the houses. So, mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Well, what I would do is I would turn my neighbors who were angry with me for the noise, I would turn them into guerrilla warriors and say, well, tell you what, why don't you all get in the bus and go see Mark Rocker at Laclede Electric in Lebanon, Missouri, and tell him what you think.
Exactly.
Here's his address. That's what I would do.
Right.
And I'm
right.
Mark Rocker has declared war on me because I have sent in my petition with 16 names on it. They found 15 of them that were correct. One guy, I guess, didn't put the correct address down on my petition. I needed 15. I had 15. And he said I sent him in too early, and now he's having his attorney and the board of directors review the bylaws of the corporation to see what they're going to do about me sending him in early, because there's no mention about early. What I'm telling you, class, is these people do not want us to reduce your electric bill. They do not want us to have an option to get these smart meters removed. They don't want this. They
right.
want total control of us. Total control
right.
of us. And I think what you just heard Joe Esposito say is life wasn't all that comfortable, and it wasn't in the winter yet, and he was living on five gallons of gasoline a day, which at $3 a gallon, it depends on when you had it, had your outage.
It was pretty high back then.
It's extremely expensive to run, to generate your own electricity. I mean, if you're using a generator, the least I have ever seen in my personal experience is a generator that we have. It's a two-cylinder diesel generator. It's military surplus. It's model MEP-002A. It's a 5 kW. It burns about a half a gallon of diesel an hour. Half a gallon an hour.
Yeah.
So what you're hearing Joe say was, he, I guess you started and stopped your generator so that you could run your appliances and then shut them down, do what you need to do with the generator on and power off and power on. And it was probably a full-time job just living, right?
Exactly. That's what it turned into, right.
Mm-hmm. And class, Joe said it so well. He was a Boy Scout. And this is in the good times. This is before the EMP. This is when everything's working. He didn't have electricity. And why did they shut it off, Joe?
Say it again.
Why did they shut your power off?
Well, you know, remember they came and they said they were going to, Owosso, the town, that I'm not in the city limits. I'm outside the city limits. In the county, Tulsa County. And they said, we're going to do a pilot for Oklahoma. And I said, I don't want to be part of your pilot. You know, they told me my wife had had to get up and do the laundry at 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'm not telling her that. You tell her. And so I came home one night, and there was a smart meter on my house. And back, you know, 2012, not many people had much information on what was happening. And so that November 7th, you know, 2012, that was my wake-up call. Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, you know, 43-minute YouTube. Smart meters and the health crisis of our time, EMRs and smart meters. And I listened to that, and I just went crazy about what they did to me. I just learned for the first time from him what was happening. And so I got on the Internet for 3 days and three nights and learned what was going on. So after that, you know, I started doing some things, and I started getting better immediately protecting myself. So my electrician friend, certified electrician, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do then. And he said, well, let's go down to the city of Tulsa, because I lived in Tulsa County, and apply for a permit to take it off. And so that's what we did. We went down and applied, and we got the permit. It's still out on the box. It's a green, it's faded. It's a green permit. And so we went and got it. I bought a meter from Minivan Jack. It was out in California, and brand new analog meter, and he sent it, and it was only like, you know, what, some paperwork, and the meter was like, you know, $60 or $80, and so we got it, and we put it on, and so then the city inspector came out and said, yep, everything's right, good, I'll call a PSO to come out and put their little security lock on it, you know. So, you know, it tells us people are tampered with it. So the guy, that guy came out and he went ballistic. And the next day I got an overnighted letter from Joanne Stevenson, their lawyer in Oklahoma City, that either you put this back on or we're going to turn your power off. Well, you know, we didn't put it back on, the meter, the smart meter, which we sent back, you know, certified mail to the utility. You know, we didn't damage it or do anything to it. And so they came out in a few days, and I went out and videotaped them and while they were doing it, and they cut our power. And so that's why we went 66 days until we got an attorney and had to go to court with them. So they had to crush me because I was the first.
Right. Now, when you got your electricity enabled again or turned back on, did they put it on with a smart meter or with an analog meter?
Well, that's why we went to court. You know, I'd learned that you don't want those on your house. At all costs, mm-hmm. you have to get them off the house. And there's people here paying anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 to get them off the house because distance is your friend. And so we went to court. The PSO attorney misrepresented the science and what's happening. And so the judge, you know, because it's the big corporation and everything, kind of went along with what was being said. And so she finally said, well, Mr. Esposito, if you want power, we'll put the meter off the property. So it was 92 feet off my property to the east of my bedroom, which was it was 8 feet from the head of our bed. And so we had to pay $1,100 to get that meter off. And there's a what they call a pedestal. It's just about four or five feet high. And they put it on that pedestal out there. And we aimed it away from my house. They're like guns. So you aimed it away from my house. And what was kind of aside to it all, the attorney didn't even know what directions he was talking about. So he said they would put it to the south of my neighbors. Well, that was another 300 feet south. And when I brought that up, they said, you know, we can't do that because of the engineering, this, this, and that. So it's just a game with these guys.
All right, let me ask you this. What about these meters that have an antenna hanging down which collect the signals from other meters? Let's say you have about 10 neighbors, and it's kind of a mesh network, right?
Right, where there's a collector meter,
A collector meter, yes, where your meter may get all the information from the other meters because they're all talking to each other, or the ones that can hear or see or reach each other. They're talking to each other, transmitting. And then the collector meter then forwards that information from all the meters to whatever tower is receiving them. And that can be 10 miles away, right?
Right, yeah. I think our system, you know, I think there's different systems. I know a collector meter will go 125 miles. But there's a, I'm going to forget the name of the meter, but the neighborhoods all have like the mesh network, and then they, out on the road at our house, you can see them. There's, they hang down from they're by the power lines there, and they collect the information, and then they, you know, send it to wherever, like you said, tower or whatever they're going to send it to. Right.
All right. Well, the people who have these collector meters that are receiving the information and communicating with all their neighbors' meters, the electric company is not paying for the location for setting up their transmission station on your property. Is there a way you can stop them or charge them? I'll tell you what. All right, you can continue, but it's going to cost you $1,000 an hour to run your transmission station on my property. Can we do that, Joe Esposito?
Most people don't even know what's happening. They don't even know about smart meters even being there.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. Joe Esposito.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. CashCash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79Cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79Cash.com. Type www.79Cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79Cash.com. 79Cash.com. 79Cash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Joe Esposito's with us. Stop smart meters in Oklahoma.org. I suggest you go to his website. All right, so Joe, we have the smart meters in a neighborhood, and then we have the collector meters. And the collector meters collect the information from all the other smart meters that it can reach, and then sends that information onto the tower. How do we stop the collector meters from being deployed on our house? Or if they have been, how do we get them off our house?
Okay, can I just enter just a point of information, please? They need to go to they need to go to YouTube and punch in Joe Esposito Smart Meters Owosso, and that way they'll get to me quicker. I don't have a site up right now because I've been down. Just to let you guys know. Okay, back to the collector meters. This is very interesting. There's a guy named Bill Bathgate. He's got like 40, 50 years in technology. He takes smart meters apart like toys. He's done several reports on smart meters. The public doesn't even know. They're paying like $158 a year, their money, to run those meters. Nobody told them that. Bill Bathgate tells you that. Okay, so now if you have a meter on your house, there's not really any way to stop them because you don't even know you have it. That's the problem. Most people don't even know they have a smart meter on their house. That's another huge problem. So, I mean, that's what we're all about. We're trying to help the class and the public understand that they're out there, they're dangerous, and they put these things on, you know, without any science. They just did it to us. All wireless is that way. It's being done to us. And so it's hard to stop them because we don't know they're there. And then if you did stop them, like we have people say that they'll go out and try to stop their smart meter from transmitting, and some of them have done a pretty good job of it, but then the utility is going to show up in a day or two and try to find out why they're not receiving a signal from their smart meters. And so that's another problem. And that's why we advise, I do and others, that if you have a smart meter on your house, you need to get it off immediately. If it's in your bedroom, you need to get out of the bedroom and not go back into that bedroom until you've done something to that meter. You know, get it off the house. And that's what we try to get people to do, because you want to, if say like most meters, on the other side of the meter is the breaker box. If you turn that breaker box off, it cuts all the electricity off to your house. But that smart meter is still running out there. And like I've been places where we would go look at houses for sale, and we were walking through houses, and I have my meter that I read the radiation with. As you walk through the house, you can read that meter transmitting all the way through the house. Those meters are made to come into your house and read the appliances. There's two transmitters, 900 megahertz, and then there's the 2.4 gigahertz of Zigbee's, which is the same frequency as your microwave oven. Only microwave ovens are continuous wave and smart meters are pulse. So, you know, what they're doing to us is really genocide here. This has never been done in the history of the world. This is involuntary human experimentation. This is a criminal assault against us, the public. And so the class needs to understand this is serious business, you know, that's happening right now. And then, you know, they're pushing 5G on us. It's coming too, on top of all this. And it's going to be much worse because that's millimeter radiation. So it's hard to deal with advance if they don't know it's there.
Okay, if they do know it's there, is there a way? So, for example, let's say someone has a smart meter, collector-type meter. Can they build a metal ring? For example, I have a barn that has metal roofing,
right,
and the sheets are about 12 feet long.
Right.
Can I build a cylinder around my smart meter that's on a pedestal out in the field? Can I just build, like, you know, a hula hoop kind of a thing, but it goes 12 feet in the air, and just install that? Will that stop it?
That might work. I don't know. I don't. You know, I've never done that. I've not had experience doing that. If it goes straight.
Well, my concern is the cows. I don't want the cows to break this expensive equipment. So I need to protect the equipment, and I think I can do it with metal roofing. We'll be right back.
Let's give it a try. We have to experiment here.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is President Trump has just confirmed to reporters outside the White House that he's nominating Bob Barr, who served as Attorney General under former President George H.W. Bush, to be Attorney General following the departure of Jeff Sessions. The President also confirming he'll nominate Heather Nauert to be United Nations Ambassador to succeed the retiring Nikki Haley. And the President also told reporters,
I have another one for tomorrow that I'm going to be announcing at the Army-Navy game to do with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and succession.
Former FBI Chief James Comey is behind closed doors at this hour with members of two House committees answering questions about the early days of the Russia investigation and how he handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
today
God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Joe Esposito's with us. Joe, several years ago, I failed in stopping the smart meter from being installed on our farmhouse. And so I called up the utility company. I was just livid. And I said, I want this thing removed. I want my old meter back. They said, we can't do it. I said, why? They said, well, we don't have them anymore. I said, what? He said, we got rid of them. We crushed them. I said, you crushed all those old meters that worked? All of them? They were all working, and you crushed them. They spent over $5 million to install smart meters and to get rid of the meter readers, the guys that would look up and down and see tree limbs, and they could say, you know what, we got to trim some limbs and make sure the wires don't get pulled down by storms and things. They got rid of all of them in favor of these smart meters, and it's to make our lives better, allegedly, but it's of course, it's nonsense. Well, so I called the utility company. I said, well, I want it removed. They said, you can't, we don't have any more left. And I said, well, it's okay. I have one. I bought one. I bought it on eBay. I bought it. It's the same meter that you took off. It's exactly the same meter. Same make, same model, same everything. And what did he say? The chief engineer says to me, how do we know it's accurate? And I said, that's a really good point. How do I know your smart meter's accurate? Right? How do I know? I don't know. But he wouldn't take my old analog meter that came from somebody that they ripped it off their house, and it was available for $25 shipping included on eBay. Now I want the analog meter. I do not want the smart meter. So I'm going to experiment. I'm going to protect this pedestal, and I happen to have one of these collector transmitters. And I'm livid about it. So one of the things I was thinking about doing is sending a certified letter to Mark Rocker, the CEO. He's the accountant. He's the bean counter. He's the guy that's killing us with this electromagnetic radiation without our permission and without our knowledge. So I'm thinking of charging him for his transmitter on my farm, like $1,000 an hour. Do you think that would gain any traction?
Oh, absolutely. Let me just back up a second, though, now. If we're going to try to wrap that meter with, like you said, some sheeting, then mm-hmm. we need to have one of those meters that I have, an HFE-35C. Because right. remember, I tried to protect a lady north of Edmond, and mm-hmm. I had to use 2 plates of quarter-inch plate steel, and it was mm-hmm. even burning through that. So when you go out to wrap it, you want to make sure that you've stopped it from going horizontal if you want it to go vertical. And make sure when you wrap it that you read it to see if you've stopped it, okay?
Right.
That's right. Important to know. And people, when people start surveying their homes for all this radiation, they really need to have a detector meter like I have, an HFE-35C, because you try to fix something and do something, you don't know that you've done it unless you can read it.
That's a really good point. I'm going to call the manufacturer and see if they would like to do a project with me where they would lend me one of those meters, and I'll do some testing, and I'll report those results on YouTube as to exactly what happened.
Right. That's what we need mm-hmm. to do, right?
Yeah. You know, so I will contact the manufacturer.
Right.
See what
that's
we can
good.
Do. Yeah. I don't want to keep it. I just want to borrow it.
Right.
But I think, if we can gain traction by, I don't know, maybe we need to sue the board of directors individually, okay? Even if we don't prevail, I think it'd be worth our time to sue them individually. I think suing the CEO and getting their name out there, like,
correct.
Vinfinelli sues Laclede Electric Cooperative directors individually.
Yeah,
because
Karen,
I can't.
Here in Tulsa is Stuart Solomon. He's the CEO. He's the guy that is damaging all these people. You need to get their name out there. You need to get them, show the public what's happening here.
Yeah, we need to name them and use their names as keywords, find out their home addresses, take pictures of their houses, say this is where Mark Rocker lives, this is a picture of him, this is how much money he makes. I can't figure out how much money he makes because I asked him, and he will not tell me. He won't tell me how much. He won't tell me, yeah. I want to know how much the attorneys make. I want to know. As a candidate for the board, I want to know. They won't tell me because they know I'll expose them.
Well, and then see how much money they're spending on going to the state capitol and trying to get all these legislators to go along with what they want to do.
Right. Well, I like the idea of protecting my smart meter out in the field. I don't want the cows brushing up against it.
And they do.
So
they cows rub on everything.
I know. And, 1,100 pounds a piece, they can bend that thing over and, just by scratching on it.
Yeah,
they don't know.
Electrocute it and kill your cow.
Yeah. Well, You know, they've declared war on me. Laclede Electric Cooperative has declared war on me. And, Class, your electric company has declared war on you. It's just that
Correct.
You don't know it.
Correct. I got a call last night from Anchorage, Alaska. This lady, they're putting meters on right now up there. And she's beside herself. You know, I get calls from all over the country. People are getting sick. From the time they put the meters on, that's when they can connect it to. But all over the country, people are calling. And, I mean, they've declared war on us. That's what they've done. It's criminal assault was what's going on here. And so, you know, the public needs to stand up. And I was like, I tell this lady in Anchorage, she's on Facebook. I said, if you can get enough neighbors to stand up with you, then to come against that utility, then do it. Because they take us down one at a time. That's what they, that's their game. That's what they do. But when you get a group of people together and stand up to them, it's a little bit harder to take them down.
Yeah, just take a page out of what's happening with the yellow jackets in Paris, Class. Take a page out of their book. They are rioting in the streets over gasoline taxes. We need to get our message out. I'm not saying burn down people's businesses. But you know what? If we all showed up at Mark Rocker's house, the CEO of Laclede Electric, you know, just to say hi, visit him, let him know that we're, you know, we'd like these smart meters removed from our houses. And, you know, we plan on coming back, you know, to visit him every once in a while and give him an update as to how well his company's doing removing these smart meters, you know, and write letters to the editor and get them published and, you know, make sure that you mention Mark Rocker's name in every letter. You know, you have your own Mark Rocker. I have mine. And this guy, Mark Rocker, I have a bona fide petition with all the signatures necessary to run for the board, and he won't give me clearance to run for the board because he says he has to review with the board of directors what their intent was. Well, I'll just read it. Here's what it says. I'm going to read this.
Okay.
Mark Rocker, I'm coming after you. I want you fired. Okay, so in the bylaws, it says, Section 5, nominations. This is verbatim. It shall be the duty of the board of directors to appoint a committee on nominations consisting of not less than 5 nor more than 11 members who shall be selected from each of the districts of the project area so as to ensure equitable representation. No member of the board of directors may serve on such committee. The committee, keeping in mind the principle of geographical representation, shall prepare and post a print at the principal office of the cooperative at least 60 days before the meeting, a list of the nominations for directors. But any 15 or more members acting together may make other nominations by petition not less than 45 days prior to the meeting, and the secretary shall post such nominations at the place where the list of nominations is made by the committee is posted. Now, what that says is you have to have your nomination in by 45 days prior to the annual meeting. Well, mine's way before 45 days, but they say that's kind of early. And now they want to know what the directors meant by not less than 45 days. What about too early? Now they've got their attorney, the Laclede Electric corporate attorney, on this. And how long is it going to take him to understand the English language? This is the kind of nonsense that is stopping we, the villagers, from the assault, the criminal attack with electromagnetic radiation by guys like Mark Rocker.
That's right. You got it. That's what they do.
Okay. Well, here and now, I'm making a public statement. I want him fired and the entire top brass of Laclede Electric and the entire board of directors, starting now.
That's great. I'm all for you, buddy. Yeah, I'm for the rule of law. So I mean, you know, if you show up at his place, that's fine. I don't think there's no laws against that.
Well, I can stop outside his house.
Absolutely.
I can pull over in front of his house. I can check my oil, make sure my engine's okay. I can do that. Check my lights. You know, all the stuff that I might want to do just to make sure everybody's safe. You know, as I travel down the road. Look, These guys dress in these $1,000 suits. They are protected by a wall of lawyers. They built themselves the Taj Mahal. This electric cooperative is an extravagance. The building is huge. They have their own campus. It's, you know, they're not living shabbily. This building is really, really deluxe. On your dime, class. And they drive new trucks.
Oh, all the time.
When you see an electric utility vehicle, it's brand new. And yeah. What do these things cost? About $250,000 a pop.
Yep.
And one guy can't operate them. And one truck can't show up by itself. They have a mesh network of trucks. When they come to your place to do something, there's a whole bunch of people.
That's what they do. You got it right.
Am I making that up? How many guys came to help you with your smart meter?
Say it again.
How many trucks, how many people showed up at your place?
At least two, if not four.
How many trucks?
When they came to put the pedestal in, I think there had to be 4 to 6 of them out there putting it in. It was amazing.
Now, a pedestal. Let me tell you what a pedestal is. We have one here at the farm. It's about 6 feet long. They dig a hole about 2 feet deep.
Correct.
It sticks up about 4 feet out of the ground and has a meter on it.
Correct.
One guy can easily lift it. Easily. But it takes 3 or 4 trucks with 2 guys in each one. And then a supervisor has to come out and just make sure everybody's working. That's your utility companies at work.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm really frustrated, class, so I looked up Mark Rocker, M-A-R-C, last name R-O-E-C-K-E-R, and he is the CEO of Laclede Electric Cooperative. His phone number is 417-532-3164. If you'd like to call him, go ahead. Tell him whatever you think. Ask him whatever you want to ask him. But according to Bloomberg.com, board members membership. There's no board members membership data available for Mark Rocker. Education. There is no education data available for Mark Rocker. Other affiliations. There's no company affiliations data available. Annual compensation. There is no annual compensation data available. Stock options. There's no stock options data available. Total compensation. There is no total compensation data available. That's what Bloomberg says verbatim about the CEO, the bean counter, the accountant, who is now running the show at Laclede Electric, who is preventing me from fully running for the board of directors of the Laclede Electric. He's got to get the attorney involved because I submitted my petition too early. And I asked them for the nominating committee. Who are they? How do I contact them? Well, they won't be formed until the spring. They are doing everything they can to prevent me from getting on the board because they know that I've got a problem with smart meters, I've got a problem with the electric rates, and I've got a problem with their salaries. I think they're overcompensated. I think they could do a lot better with a lot less revenue from we the electric cooperative members. They say we own the company, but it's not true. If we owned it, we would have... What?
That's baloney.
Correct.
You're right on, Vince. I mean, you're just right on what you're saying. That's exactly what they do. You know, we try... We tried to get to the board of directors. We couldn't even get to them. We can't even talk to them. We you know, the people that are supposed to have access to those, the board of your area, they, you know, have, each director is in charge of a certain area. You can't even get to talk to them.
Right. Well, there are a bunch of, in our area, there are a bunch of guys and there's one gal, and they get up on stage and tell you why they should, why you should vote for them, and they'll say things like, well, I had my honeymoon down at the lake. It was wonderful. Me and my husband, well, we had a wonderful time. Thank you so much. I'm learning a lot. You know, I'm going to classes. I'm learning about how to do my job here. Appreciate your vote for re-election. Thank you very much. And she wins. And then another guy gets up and he says, well, I was born here. My mom was from here. I'm from here. My mom was from here. Did I tell you my mom? I'm from here. Appreciate your vote for re-election. Thank you very much. And he wins.
Yeah. Let me just share this this real quick little story. I'll just take a minute. They were going after a couple in Coweta that didn't want the smart meter thing. So they came out to the right-of-way, and this guy was almost making the ratepayer's wife cry. So they called me. I made an appointment. I think it was with Julie Grant. She's the one, the kind of front person for PSO. They came out. I brought my video guy out. They wouldn't even get out of the truck until I got rid of me and the video guy. They don't want to be videotaped, Vince.
Right, right. They do not want fame. Class, that's the name of the game, okay? They do not want to be exposed. And they come in mass, just like the police. When the police come, it's not just one guy. It's a bunch of cars because, you know, they need to make sure everybody's safe. Well, same thing with these electric utility people. They come in mass. Not just one car. They're a bunch of weak people. They don't want you to know who they are. So what we need to do is find out where they live, start writing on our blogs, posts, web pages, so that when you type in a name like Mark Rocker, R-O-E-C-K-E-R, you'll see a picture of his house. His children, where his children go to school, picture of his wife, where she works, all that stuff. And then when you go to church, you need to point them out. Point at them. Say, that's him. That's Mark Rocker. He's the CEO. He's the guy that is killing us with smart meters. He's the guy that's in charge of raising our electric rates. That's him. That's his wife. Those are his children. That's him. That's his wife. Hey, you know where he lives? Follow me. I'll show you where he lives. That's the kind of stuff we need to do, class. Any final comments, Joe, in 10 seconds?
No, you're doing a good job. You're right on what you're saying about these boards, though. You're right on. I appreciate this. Thank you.
This is 102 in the series of Smart Meters. Joe will be back again and again. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.